Monday, sunny and hot. Afternoon showers, mid-90s again. It's 86. You're on Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss.
Ah!
And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Why do you do that? The red light's on and you're chuckling to yourself. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Joining me in the studio tonight is Angela Walker from Real Estate Radio, heard right here on WBOB every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
Well, if anyone listens to our show, they actually know that during the break is when we have the most fun.
Exactly.
So I almost always come back out laughing when, at that, too.
When we get the cameras set up in here and we start doing the live streaming.
Oh, you're not doing that, right?
No, the whole station's doing that. They're going to start doing live streaming of all the shows.
Oh,
yeah, that's the new trending thing. And that talks about...
I know that's a trending thing, but I really don't want to do that.
Well, I don't either, because I'm already doing it so many other things, like my YouTube channel and all the other stuff. I don't want to have another thing to have to worry about, because, you know, if I...
You have your own YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm, I do.
I do, too. What's yours about?
Flying. Flying and
political
corruption.
Can you guess what mine's about?
Real estate, yeah. All right, so
when
we left the last time,
yes, sir.
We were talking about integrity in broadcasting, print media, radio media, television media, and I try to enlighten the listeners. With my show, I try not to have any spin, unless it's
angry. Well, that's because you're speaking
spin.
Plainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Unless it's angry spin about something a particular politician is doing.
Okay.
But... For example, let's take a television station, and then we'll rotate down to Time Magazine. If you see a lot of these I-Team investigations or the SWAT team investigation that a lot of the local television stations are putting together now, notice, and the biggest culprit is the restaurant things, where you failed a health thing and they send a reporter in and stick a microphone in your face.
Yes.
If you have the time during the course of a week and you can watch all these restaurant reports, watch the restaurants that wind up, regardless of whether it's 12, 4, 47, 30, 17, whatever station you're watching, and they all do the restaurant reports now. See which ones come up that fail an inspection or have some flies in the kitchen or roach droppings in the walk-in cooler. They're never... restaurants that advertise with that station.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm close enough to a lot of the stations here in town. Now, that doesn't mean that those stations don't get inspected, or that those restaurants don't get inspected and don't fail those inspections. What it means is when the list of all the restaurants that were inspected that week comes out, there is a producer at all of the stations that goes down that list and red lines through the restaurants that
That's terrible.
Because the last thing you want to do is have an advertiser that's failed a restaurant inspection by the health department, and then you want to advertise that failure of that inspection, because then their sales will go down, and then they'll say, I can't afford to pay for my advertising anymore because my sales have gone down, and you were one of the leading causes of that. You will find most of the time, except on this show, you will find that talk radio hosts won't take a particular position with respect to a political candidate who's running for office, either on the local level or on the statewide level. The reason being, no one wants to advertise with a station after they've lost either their business or their next run for whatever elected office they choose to run for next. You follow what I'm saying? So if candidate A and candidate B are running for, let's say, governor of the state of Florida,
mm-hmm.
and Bill Hay gets on and starts trashing candidate B over and over and over again and supporting candidate A, and sure enough, candidate A wins, well, we're all happy. Woohoo! Everything's great. But candidate B, he goes on and decides he's not going to run for governor. Now he's going to run for state representative. Do you think he's going to advertise with the station that promoted his opponent when he ran for governor? No.
No.
So you will find that a lot of talk radio stations, a lot of general music radio stations will try to support both sides of the coin. Look at Shad Khan. When he had candidates that were running in the mayor's race, he donated to both candidates. That wasn't about being fair. That was about having a dog in both hunts.
Right.
That was about covering all your bets. If you're standing at the roulette table in Vegas, the thing you want to do is cover as many squares as you possibly can so you have the best chance of winning. The television stations do that too. The talk radio stations do that too. The print advertisers and the print media do that also. You will very rarely find the Times Union running a bad report about a crime that occurred in the parking lot of a major retail store where that major retail store also runs full-page ads during Thanksgiving or Christmas or 4th of July sale or any of those other sales. They'll bury it on the back page of the Metro section. Oh, small guy gets hit by shopping cart. You know, they're never, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Unfortunately, the attitude.
Human nature.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that attitude of not biting the hand that feeds you is also the same attitude that gives us spin and gives us a lack of transparency, so much so that the average individual doesn't trust the media any longer.
That's true.
And that's wrong, because we have to be able to have the eyes and the ears across the country to be able to report to us when somebody is messing up. And you want them to report that honestly and openly. Do you know what news stands for? You know how we got started calling the news the newspaper?
How?
Okay, many people say it's because this is something new that just happened. No. The newspaper started back in the Old West days. News stands for North, East, West, and South. And they would put out a paper of everything that happened coming from the North, coming from the East, coming from the West, and coming from the South. Couriers would run in. Horseback riders would run in to the local printing office, and they'd print about what was happening in the North. You know, if you lived in Kansas City, what's happening in Chicago? Well, how much cattle sold for at the last auction? Well, that was from the North. So they'd have a little section from the North and a little section from the East. This is happening so that people that inhabited the West always came from somewhere else. It wasn't like people just sprung up in Dodge City, Kansas, or in Alliance, Nebraska. You know, it just they migrated there from the East Coast.
Right.
And because of that, they wanted to have a little bit of news from what was going on back home. So they came up with the North, East, West, and South format. And many times, stuff that was posted in that paper was a couple of months old because it took that long for a horseback rider to get out to Dodge City, Kansas from Baltimore, Maryland, or New York or Philadelphia. You know, those were the key centers of technology and finance. Back in the day, that whole arch in St. Louis is called the Gateway to the West because you went from Baltimore or Massachusetts or Philadelphia or New York. You went to St. Louis before you expanded out into the West. And so that's
very
where news came
interested.
From. But news used to be an honest telling of what was going on with no editorial comments written in to whatever story you were reading.
But it's only whatever side of the news they knew.
Well, in that particular case, yes. Now, the newspaper providers know both sides of the story, but choose most of the time to elect just one, to post just one, to print just one, to highlight just one. It's called pushing and pulling a story. And the local television stations do that too. If they've got something that they're hot on, they'll push a particular issue and they'll pull back another. That's why sometimes you know something's going on at the end of your street with a drug house or something. But they'll pull that story back because that happens to be where an elected official lives right down the road. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and joining me in the studio tonight is Angela Walker from Real Estate Radio. It's such a joy to have you here. A lot of people are
commenting about that.
Joni's commenting about the plethora of topics we have.
There are a lot of topics.
Yeah. So
I have to say, though, I'm just reminded as we were talking, as we went to station break, about that my mother always said there's three sides to every story. His side, her side, and the truth. And I think that's true in media, too. You kind of get the liberal side, you get the conservative side of the same topic. The truth is probably somewhere in there.
I tend to agree with you. The truth is not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. It's just what is.
Yes.
You know, and regardless of what Bill Clinton says, the definition of the word is actually pretty finite. You know, it you can't work around, you can't spin the truth. And the thing that bothers me the most about the news cycle that we've had over the last week with respect to these migrants or these illegal aliens that are coming across the border that are being separated, I don't think the general public has an understanding unless you and the people that I talk to daily, some of them know about this radio show. Many of them are listeners. Others don't know until I'm speaking to them and they wonder where I get my background from, and then I explain to them about the show. There are large groups of folks that come up from South America under the tutelage of mules that will tell them when they're interviewed at the border. They're not classes per se sitting in a classroom. There might be, but I don't know of any. But I know that they do counsel people in these month-long walks that they make through the desert. A month in the desert with rattlesnakes and rats and mice. And I'm that, you know, it doesn't bother me, but to the average city person, walking a month in the desert is a big issue.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But during that period of time, they teach them that, you know, when you get caught, say that you're seeking political asylum. Tell them that you're in fear for your life where you live, that people are hunting you from the drug cartels, and that will give you a better stance on getting in. I mean, there's just ways, you know. I learned a long time ago that, and I didn't learn this from personal experience because I have no domestic violence charges at all, but a buddy of mine told me, and he's a police officer, he said that the key words when he rolls up on a domestic violence situation is if the woman at any time during the explanation of her story says, I'm in fear for my life. That's it. End of discussion. Story's over. Husband's going to jail. That's it. No ifs, ands, buts about it. If she says, I'm in fear for my life, they're gone. Because that transfers the liability to that officer at that point in time. If he leaves that husband and says, look, you guys just need to go your separate ways and you go hang out at a friend's house and cool off for a little bit and maybe you guys talk on the phone later. If he does that after what she's already told him, and then that husband, that one out of 999,000 times comes back and shoots her or beats her up or hurts her or kills her or whatever, then she told that officer she was in fear for her life and she had a valid point, and then that transfers that liability to him.
Absolutely.
So that's a code phrase.
And but you know, back in the day, they used to do that, just what you were talking about.
Back in the day, they used to do what?
They used to separate people.
Yeah.
They didn't send them to jail.
No. But now, liability and tort reform,
it's
and lawyers.
Up the jail system.
Well, in my opinion, 99.9% of the problems we have in this country, whether it's economy problems, finance problems, minority-majority problems, husband and wife problems, corporate interaction problems, 90% of those problems are caused by lawyers. It's caused by liability. I explained this to someone the other day when we were talking about Jet Rangers, helicopters.
Yes.
Okay. Jet Ranger helicopter in 1977 went for $350 per flight hour. That was a lot of money in 1977.
Yeah, that was.
But $350 per flight hour, had the same blades, same seats, same engine, same transmission, same skids, same tail rotor blades, everything. That same helicopter today is just a little bit short of $2,000 an hour. And the only thing different is the insurance and the amount of liability that each one of those parts cost. A tail rotor fork bolt, and I know this is boring to most of the listeners, but it relates
to
everything.
Inflation, didn't that?
No, inflation is direct.
That amount of money then is that amount of money today, right?
I personally experienced buying a tail rotor fork bolt for $4.10. $4.10 for a tail rotor fork bolt. It's about a 2-inch long case-hardened steel bolt with 24 threads per inch.
Okay.
That same bolt today is $50. It went from $4.10 to $50. People say, how do you remember this? Because everything you do in an aircraft is written down in a log. All the 8130s for the parts, that's a code word for a form, has the price written on it. So a $4.10 bolt today costs $50. A seal that used to cost $40 now costs $834. I know from experience.
Like a rubber gasket
seal? Just a
seal?
Rubber gasket seal. Yeah.
No.
You want to see the invoice in the back
yes,
of my car?
Yes, that can't be right.
It is.
That's ridiculous.
It all has to do with insurance liability. The insurance companies and the lawyers have ruined this country. They've absolutely ruined it. And they've been able to fool us into believing that they're doing it for our benefit. When Schmo sues Walmart for a slip and fall and gets $4 million, do you think that that hurts Walmart's bottom line? No, because what they do is they just jack up the prices to cover the extra insurance they have to buy.
Yeah.
You know, we have all developed. I heard a lady today. She was on one of these Ask the Lawyer shows. Mm-hmm. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yes.
And she called in and she was talking about she had a note from her doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Grown adult woman has a note from her doctor saying that she can't lift more than 5 pounds at her job. And that her employer is supposed to understand that her note from her doctor says she can't lift more than 5 pounds, and he's supposed to do everything for her. And he tried. And he tried for 6 or 8 months to work around
time.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he finally brought her in and said, I'm going to have to let you go. And she said, why? And he said, because in order for you to do the job that you were hired to do, you can't do it now because your doctor says that you can't lift more than 5 pounds. And in order for me to get that same level of productivity, I have to hire another person whose sole responsibility is to follow you around all day long. And anything that weighs more than 5 pounds, he's supposed to lift it for you. Now, that sounds ludicrous, and I see a little smile coming to your face, but that is
ludicrous.
The story that she was relating to this lawyer. She's relating it. And she doesn't understand why that company didn't keep her and hire someone that was solely responsible for just lifting things around the office. So can you imagine another grown adult man or woman as an employee sitting on a little chair all day long, and his sole job is to watch this person, and at any time it looks like she's going to lift something more than 5 pounds?
It can't really be his sole job.
Well, no, it
can't be.
It can't be in your mind and in my mind.
No.
But that is the only choice this particular company had. It was either let her go or hire her an assistant that did nothing but lift 5 pounds for her or more all day. And she couldn't understand. She was playing the victim. She couldn't understand why that company wouldn't keep her on. I must be just some kind of a strange alien from a different planet, because I think that they were perfectly justified in doing that. If you're hired
I totally get what you're saying. They aren't. And you can fire anyone for any reason that you want to.
No, you can't. Not anymore.
Yes,
not in this country.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Florida.
Fire a guy that you hire on Tuesday that shows up with a suit and tie and looks really good, and then the next day he shows up and says, I'm gay, and he's got pink hair and a rainbow tie. Try to fire that guy and see if it doesn't wind you up in court.
But you said the interesting part.
You said,
threw that in.
I know.
And so now he has something to stand on, but that's not the reason. You can fire anyone for any reason you want to.
Okay. Try that.
You can.
It doesn't work that way anymore.
If somebody tells you the day before they're gay, don't fire them the next day.
Wait a couple of weeks,
it's
right?
It's a little bit too convenient there. Yeah, that's a problem.
The issue that I have is that everybody wants to be a victim. You know?
Well, there's a lot of victims, right?
There's not a lot of victims.
Yes,
there are a lot of pretenders.
Are. Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I feel like we've raised a generation of victims.
We have.
Yes.
And we've cultured those victims.
No one wants to be responsible for themselves. No one wants to take care of themselves. They want someone else to be responsible for them.
That's this whole socialization or socialism movement that we have caught ourselves up in. People say, oh, we're never going to be communist. We'll never be communist in the United States. Well, they don't realize how close socialism is to communism.
To communism, sure.
And we're already, when 47% of the population of our country, excluding Social Security and military pensions, now remember that, exclude Social Security, exclude military pensions, 47% of our population gets some type of support from the government.
What?
That's what Mitt Romney was talking about with the 47%ers. 47% of our country gets a check, either a welfare check or a WIC check or a SNAP check or some kind of Medicare check, Medicaid check, some kind of benefit that they get from the government, 47%.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. That's the
world
you're living in.
I work hard for my money.
Right. And every day you work hard, there's somebody up in Washington that's trying to figure out a way to take more of it from you.
Yes.
And, you know, we're about to make a choice coming up here. Regardless of how much you like or dislike our current governor who's now running for senator, think about the fact that the current senator we have, who's voted 479 times to raise our taxes over the last 45 years, he was elected into office the same time that Richard Nixon was getting the boot out of office. Think about that. Think about how long that is. That's a long time to stay in Washington. Two reasons why we need to have term limits here. We'll talk about that a little bit more later on in the show. This is I'm Speaking Plenty. We're going to step away for a minute. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is promoting his administration's business policies, particularly tax cuts, during a roundtable on tax reform in Las Vegas. The USA Open for Business event follows Mr. Trump's speech earlier today to the Nevada Republican Party convention. South Carolina Republican congressional candidate Katie Arrington is expected to recover, but it will take a while. The woman who beat incumbent Mark Sanford in the GOP primary was a passenger in a car hit by a wrong-way driver. And a fresh wave of violence and repression claimed at least seven lives in Nicaragua as international criticism mounts against the government of President Daniel Ortega over its response to protests. The attacks began Friday evening, hours after the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights presented a report signaling the Nicaraguan government as having violated human rights during the protests. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click smartydigital.com.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Right now it's 7:33. Good Saturday night to you. 95 both directions. You've got a nice drive from the Florida Welcome Station through downtown Jacksonville and into St. Johns County. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 78. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 95, with the heat index at 103. Monday, sunny and hot, afternoon showers, mid-90s again. It's 86 degrees. You're on Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plain. Wait, you're on the air and the phone lines show up. Angela Walker sitting in with me tonight. We're going to go to the phones
and bring
some people up. And this is Jim. Jim, what can we talk to you about tonight?
Well, Bill, I was curious as to what the attorney told her. I missed that show this morning. You said that she asked him if she had a case.
I guess his advice was to call his office and that there was a possible case there for her to at least get unemployment for the period of time that after she had been terminated. And unemployment is a good thing, but but the fact that a business hires someone to do a particular job, and then during the course of that event, during for no fault of their own, that employee's abilities change, but the job description remains the same. I don't think that they don't think they should be prohibited from terminating her and hiring someone that can do the job as described.
Well, I agree completely. I mean, if the job requires her to lift 10 pounds over the course of the day at various times, if she can't do it any longer, she obviously can't do the job, so she's now unqualified for the job.
Correct.
Sounds right.
Correct. And so, therefore, I don't believe that they did anything wrong by replacing her. Jim, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Jim, thanks for listening, and we hope that we'll continue to stimulate your interest and call in the future. Let's go to Robert. Robert. Good evening and welcome to I'm Speaking Plenty.
Hey, Mr. Hay. How are you doing? I'm new at this and nervous about being on the radio. I didn't expect that. But anyway,
well, don't be nervous. We're just having a conversation.
Don't be nervous. It's so fun to be on the radio.
I appreciate it. Well, look, we've got, a special vessel downtown. It's the Atlantis II. It's part of.
I know it well. I flew over it yesterday.
Yes,
it's the ship that found the Titanic. Not very many people know that.
Found it, but took a video. She was the operations vessel for the Alvin and Jason.
Yep.
I've been working on this for 2, 3, maybe 4 months. She's in North Florida Shipyard. She was made to move during the Hurricane Matthew and Irma. Because the bollards where she was sitting at Commodore Point weren't strong enough. Anyway, she's got a federal lien on her for wet dock space at North Florida. They started off at something like $6,300 or $6,500 a day.
Wow.
And the safe harbor issue. Now, Captain Allen is the owner of the ship. And I just hate seeing this. I used to work research. I've got a captain's license. I've been all over the world. This vessel has a lot of historical value, and I really don't know where to go with this. I've sent messages or emails out to papers and tried to garner some interest, but I haven't been able to do too much at this point. And
well, Jim, coming down. I can't speak intelligently about it tonight, but because you and I haven't gotten a chance to talk off the air, but can I put you, or excuse me, I said Jim. Jim was online too. Robert, this is Robert.
Yeah.
Robert, if I put you back on hold and give you back to Tom, he could record some of your information, and I'd love to be able to talk to you about it off air. Maybe we can do a big segment on it. Might even be able to put together something where we do, maybe if you've got access, if we're thinking about losing the ship, we might be able to do a live remote from down there and garner some support to getting it out of its lien status.
That'd be fantastic.
All right, let me put you back on hold, buddy, and then Tom will pick up and get you your information. That's the kind of stuff I love doing with this show.
Yes.
And I know that boat. I flew over it. It's a very small boat when you think about it. Imagine being out in the middle of the North Atlantic, out there where the Titanic was with all the icebergs around, you know, and boom, here's this little tiny boat. If you want to see it, drive over the Hartbridge Expressway. Do it quick before the Curry administration tears it down. But drive over the Hartbridge Expressway and look straight down, and right below the bridge area there is a white and black little boat that doesn't look like it should be there, but that's the Atlantis II. And that's a great history. Yeah, it's been here for a long time. It was out by Mayport, and I assume that maybe that's what is considered Commodore Point. Is that area on Heckscher Drive out there by the ferry landing? Is that Commodore
Point? I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, it was out there for the longest time, and I always thought I was going to stop in and see if I could get a tour, but didn't happen.
What are you waiting on?
Oh, that's just not enough time in the day.
Add it to your other long list of things you do.
But in the future, maybe we can get an opportunity to have Robert on the show and talk about it. And
how about that?
Maybe start a campaign. Start talking about starting a campaign to build things and bring things to Jacksonville. How about this new campaign? Not exactly sure who started it, but to bring the lynching memorial here to Hemming Plaza. Did you hear about that?
I didn't. Tell me more.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Well, apparently, there is an organization in Washington that has developed this particular memorial, And it is a memorial that has these, like, hanging chimes that have the county name embossed on it for every county in the United States that had lynchings during the Civil Rights Movement.
I'm confused.
Yes. So so in an effort to kind of offset.
Why did we want that? I'm so confused. I thought we were getting rid of all that stuff.
Well, the idea is that there are a bunch of people that want to save the memorials that honor those that gave their lives during the Civil War. Regardless of what side you're on, people lost their lives.
They did.
And those people lived somewhere.
Yes.
And there are memorials around the country, not just here in Jacksonville, but around the country that are statements to Civil War generals and Confederate generals, Union generals, all around. And so to kind of appease those folks that are offended by these Civil War memorials, they decided we'd establish some new memorials going on. And one of them is to produce what is, believe it or not, as silly as it sounds, a lynching memorial. And according to the information I have, there were seven African-Americans who were lynched here in Jacksonville, in Duval County. And so they want to bring one of those lynching memorials here and put it up in Hemming Plaza. And that lynching memorial is basically just this square column. You can look it up on the internet and see it. It's a square column that hangs on a cable. It's a very solemn, kind of odd-looking way to produce a memorial. And they did some man-on-the-street interviews just recently here as to the feelings of those folks as to whether or not they wanted to bring it to someplace like Hemming Plaza. And I thought it was really interesting that a young African-American woman who was interviewed by one of the local television stations said, no, I think it's great to have that, and I think there's a place for it somewhere. But to have it in Hemming Plaza, in her words, might be kind of a buzzkill. And I thought that was interesting that she would come out and not join in with the crowd who generally chimes on the same song of, oh yes, we need to have memorials to the slaves and memorials to the African Americans who fought for civil rights. And she took a stand of saying, yeah, well, maybe we need that, but we don't necessarily need it in our parks where we're trying to bring our children and decompress and have a good time. And the last thing you want to have to do is explain to your 7 or 8 year old why we have a memorial called a lynching memorial, because the average 7 or 8 year old really doesn't know what lynching is in the first place. So you found it, didn't you?
I did.
I see the look
it.
On your face.
No, yeah. I don't think it's a good idea.
No, it's so that's one of those things that we need to be aware of, citizens of Jacksonville. People are trying to sneak that in on you. It's not that we don't want to recognize folks that fought on both sides of either the civil rights issue or both sides of the Civil War issue. But there's a time and a place for everything, and I don't think Hemming Plaza is a place to make a political statement of a modern nature. It may be a statement
what
to
I
have
don't
that
understand
memorial.
Is why not get rid of everything? If we're going to get rid of it, get rid of all of it, and I would love to see us create an environment of love and not of all these terrible memories.
So erase the history.
If you're going to erase part of it, erase the other part. There's more than one side to the story.
Well, see, that's what they're saying. We're not removing the Civil War memorial that's in Hemming Plaza. We're just adding another memorial to it.
I don't know. I'm not in agreement. Well, when I go to the park, I really don't want to think about all that stuff. I just want to hang out, play with my kids, and have fun. And you know,
most people don't think of it that way, but you always have a squeaky wheel who decides that this is my opportunity to get that 15 minutes of fame, and I'm going to take it.
Well, I want to know who's funding it.
You can probably look it up on Al Gore's internet and do a trace, and you'll figure out who's funding it. It's going to be some right-wing, way out in left field group that just has more money than sense, and they'll plug in thousands and thousands of dollars. When we get back, we're going to talk about my tweet that apparently has gone viral across the country, or at least the starting of going viral. It was my tweet that said, first we've got a hog, now we've got a red hen. We're going to talk to you about that when we get back. I think you're going to be interested in it. This is I'm Speaking Plainly. Join us on the backside, won't you? We'll be right back.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields of Fields Auto Group. Whatever you're driving, see Fields first and step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park.
And now you can lease a new 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 for only $429 per month for 36 months.
Like a family that's been here for a long time, makes a difference. Where I do my business, I want to be appreciated. It's conveyed here.
Make 2018 your year to step up to luxury at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Or you can see Fields first at MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com.
The staff has gone up and beyond my expectations, especially when you come in to get your car serviced. It's a neat experience for me.
Available to qualified lessees. 4213 due at signing plus title, tax, license, and $695 dock fee. MSRP 42975. For details, call 1-800-4-MERCEDES. Offer N7218.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, June 29th at 9 p.m., enjoy Moonlight Movies at Jacksonville Beach featuring Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle at the Bandshell at Jack's Beach. Saturday, June 30th, starting at 5 p.m., it's the Orange Park Freedom Festival featuring country star Craig Morgan, fireworks, and more. And Wednesday, July 4th at 9 p.m., enjoy the 4th of July fireworks celebration at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
And coming up next, Bob White, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who is also running for governor.
Every issue.
That's why today I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House.
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. You know, we've hit a bone on a couple of different occasions, hit a nerve here tonight. And
which one now?
Well,
I mean, you've been all over the board, honestly, and with
your
topics.
That's the way we want to stay.
That's the way we roll, right?
We keep going until we find one that fits. And apparently with 20-plus people coming back with a comment about why do we need a memorial to something that's bad, not all of us have said that, of course. Some have said
so
yes.
So I said that. Are they in disagreement with me?
No.
Okay.
No. In fact, there are many that agree with you that we need to stop. We need to recognize the past. We need to remember the past.
Yes.
We need to learn from the past.
Absolutely.
And we need to move forward.
Yes. Let it be an education, but it doesn't have to be in my face every day.
But everyone now has taken on the attitude, and I'm talking about every member of a minority, regardless of whether it's the Latin American minority or the African American minority or any number of 1,000 different minorities that have come up, have taken upon themselves. Their goal is to find some reason that they can be a victim for 5 minutes, that they can stand out in the crowd. No, I'm serious. When you think about it, we talked about David Hogg, and I said a hog or a red hen. Earlier today, for those of you listening, I tweeted out, let's stand with this, boycott the red hen. And it was on my Twitter account. And I concluded with, first it was a hog. First we had a hog, and now we have a red hen. Well, we had David Hogg, H-O-G-G,
right.
And he was one of the Parkland students. that rose up and decided that he was going to be the voice of all of those folks that wanted to have all assault weapons banned and all high capacity magazines banned. And that was going to be his opportunity for 15 minutes of fame. And when it all came down to it, he was just another guy trying to stay relevant in the media, because now he's being offered appearances on television shows. He's being offered appearances on talk radio shows. He's being offered, he has an agent now that is booking him for speaking engagements. This is a kid who hadn't even gotten out of high school at the time, and now he's being offered speaking engagements. What's he going to speak about? The latest Lego movie? The latest cost? Yeah, I'm serious. He has no life experience.
He has a life experience that nobody else has.
And that
you don't have.
And that is what?
I don't have. He was part of a school that had a mass shooting.
Okay. Is that an event that...
Have you been in one before?
No.
Okay. So he's experienced something you haven't experienced. I haven't experienced. He wants to share.
But how is he going to share something new that we haven't seen?
You just have to... It's not that you haven't seen it. It's that you haven't experienced it. Right? So these are millennials. It's not a five-year-old at the school and the parents are crying. These are millennials. What do they need to do? They need to tell their story. That's all they do. All they do is tell their story.
Right.
They're always on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere telling their story. So that's
whether their story is interesting or not, they're still going
to
tell it.
Who's paying for him to tour around the United States? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, I'm
sure. Who's paying for them all to show up?
I'm sure the Clinton Foundation is paying for a little bit. I'm sure that the Koch brothers are paying for a little bit. I'm sure that George Soros is paying for a little bit. There's a big pool of money out there that's available to anyone that hates Trump, that hates democracy, that hates Republicans. All you have to do is make a few tweets that says, you know, oh, I can't stand what Trump's doing to our country, and boom, all of a sudden you've got 500 followers. And it's because there are that many people out there that just want to keep this pot being stirred, churning away, and really eating away at our American society.
Well, it's kind of funny, because in a way I was thinking earlier that you are all over the board tonight, but all of this ties back together, right?
It does. Because it all ties
all
back to media.
To the media.
Right.
I mean, all of it. So whether we have the picture of the little girl and Trump, or we have, what's his name? David Hogg. You know, out doing his thing with all the kids with it. And, you know, they're looking at a side of the story. They're not looking at
the
whole
picture.
Story. They're looking at a side of the story, a side of the story that people will listen to. And, you know, I was just up in New York and I was with a group of people and they were saying like, oh, you know, this is so awful. These people in cages and da da da. And I'm like, okay, no, it's not. When an adult has a criminal event and they have kids in the car with them, the kids go to DCF.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are going to foster care.
Right.
For our American citizens, why wouldn't we do the same thing for someone who was trying to come into our country illegally?
Very well said.
I mean, it makes no sense that we would treat them better than we treat our own citizens.
And even more so, the average public doesn't constantly download all of this stuff that's available to us. Red State Rising, which is a very Republican, conservative, think tank type of publication, sometimes they get it right. And someone snuck an iPhone into a media event that was being sponsored by a Democratic congressman, and he had a bunch of kids standing around in a plastic cage, and he was speaking on the idea that he knew that this is how these kids were being housed, and he had actually taken this at one of the detention centers. He took this picture of these kids standing in a cage.
Right.
What he didn't realize is that the same person that had taken that iPhone shot had taken another shot 5 minutes before, when the same little kid who looks like he's about between 3 and 4 years old, wearing the same pair of shorts, the same shirt with the little froggy on the cover, was running around outside the cage while the firemen or the photographers were getting ready to set up to do this news conference. And so
yes.
You see this kid outside running around.
It's staged. I hate to say it, but it's like advertising.
It is.
Right? It's advertising trying to get the message across that you want to get across.
It's advertising a point. It's
yes,
spinning.
Exactly.
It's twisting. It's spinning everything. I can tell you, folks, that whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you listen to this show long enough, you're going to find that we don't spin anything. There's a Republican that's running for city council here in Jacksonville that I can tell you is not good for Jacksonville, because he's part of the problem that we have here, and that is we have brothers being elected to office from previous people. We have cousins being elected to office from people that currently hold positions in power. That's family lineage does not get you a pass to be elected into office. This is not the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity where you're a heritage and you get elected to join that fraternity because your dad was in that fraternity 40 years ago. That's not the way a city is
but
run.
But you have to look at the cities just copying what big states do. How many Kennedys ever came into
exactly.
power, right?
And look where we're at.
Just because they're a Kennedy, they're well qualified? I don't think so.
And look where we're at because of that.
Yeah, but you have to remember, too, that Jacksonville, you've been here as long as I have because we went to the same elementary school. But, you know, you have to remember, we still have small town mentality.
I actually had a conversation with a high ranking politician about a month ago who said we have to face the fact that Jacksonville is the largest small town in the
exactly.
country.
Exactly. And we've and said we that have for that, a long time.
We have that small town attitude. We have small town thinking. We have many people say I'm small minded because I'm so opposed to anything the Jaguars want to do. No, I'm not. I'm not opposed. They can do whatever they want to do as long as they do it with their own money. If they're self-sufficient, they can do whatever they want to do. Whatever they get past the city council with their own money, I will support 110%. But when they want $47 million for the world's largest TV screens that are only the world's largest TV screens for 33 days,
right?
then that's a waste of my money. When they want $90 million, which includes the building of 3 electronic billboards, and then during the course of that building and spending of that $90 million, they decide they don't need those 3 electronic billboards, we ought to get a rebate from our side of the fence for the cost involved with those 3 electronic billboards. But do they do that? No. They actually don't build those billboards in the process of building the indoor practice field and the amphitheater. And then they come back 6 months later and ask for another $500,000 to build an electronic billboard that was actually budgeted for in the first proposal that they decided not to build. But now they want another $500,000 to build it. And the city council just lets that slip by over and over again.
And why do you think that is?
Because people that are listening to the sound of my voice don't care. They don't care on multiple. Well, no, it's true. It's tough love.
But yeah, but what do you think they do care about? Jaguars? Football?
No, I think they care about establishing the position that all politicians are corrupt, and I'm not doubting them on most of the cases, but also they establish the position that my voice doesn't matter. They just don't care. They're going to do what they want to do, whether I say yes, no, or otherwise. And to a certain extent, that's kind of true. You know, people get to a point where they just get so fed up with yelling and screaming and people not listening to them. And that's the case with many times. We have a guy that's here in our studio on a regular basis, Matt Schellenberg. But he'll be the first one to tell you that during public comment down at the City Hall, I'm not even listening. And he's not ashamed of that. And I like Matt. I don't have anything against him. He's speaking the truth. Public comment just doesn't mean anything. By that time, their mind is already made up. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?